This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witzender. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Have you ever seen the popular movie Back to the Future? Quite an interesting movie. In the story, Marty McFly goes back in time, actually goes back to 1955. You might remember this film. And he goes back to make sure that his mother falls in love with his dad. And there's that scene where Marty tries to get his dad to ask her out. And his father says, "What do you mean, on a date?" Marty says, "Yeah." And his dad says, "Gee, I don't know, Marty. I mean, what if she says no? What if she laughs at me? I don't think I can take that kind of rejection. You know what I mean?" And Marty looked down and said, "Yes, I know what you mean." I like that story because it sort of tells me that we know what he means. No one likes to be rejected because it does hurt. And this is because I think we mix with people all the time, and all human interaction has as its heart the possibility that we'll be accepted or rejected. For example, you meet someone you know down the street and immediately you've got a choice. You can either talk to them or not. And if we say hello and they say hello back, well, we feel, yes, I'm accepted. If we say hello and they don't, then in a sense we are rejected, provided they actually heard us, of course. So being rejected makes you feel like you're not good enough, that everyone's better than you, that in a sense you're a loser. So have you ever felt like a loser? Now, that's not really a good experience or a very nice experience. You may have experienced rejection up close and personal. Maybe you've had a boyfriend or girlfriend who just had enough, didn't want to be with you anymore. Or maybe there was a job that you actually lost or a promotion you didn't get. Or even you may have had a parent who yelled at you when you were a child, "You'll never amount to anything because you're a nobody." But whatever it was, at some point in your life, you may have experienced a painful rejection. You know, what happens then, and psychologists talk about this, is that right there and then you say and you decide, "I'm not going to be hurt like that ever again." It could be that you were different to the others in your family. You weren't like your brothers or your sisters. And your mother used to say, "You shouldn't think like that. What will the others think of you?" To reject something actually means to throw it out. Just to throw it out as worthless, useless, or a substandard thing. It means to refuse to accept or to believe in it. To reject something means that you don't want it. And when someone rejects you, they're saying, in fact, that you're not good enough to associate with them. And they really don't want to believe in you. So I'm talking today about, and again tomorrow actually, about the fear of rejection. And I have a feeling this is a very real issue in many people's lives. Now think about it. Life is filled with fear questions, and a lady called Carol Kent actually lists a number of these fears. She wrote a book called Tame Your Fears, and these are some of the fears of rejection that she's found. She said, these are some of the statements. "I'm afraid you'll leave me. If I tell you the truth about my past, you'll push me away. If I'm vulnerable with you, I could become embarrassed and humiliated. I've been betrayed," she said, "by someone in the past, and I don't want that to happen to me again. If I don't change my appearance, you'll think I'm fat or unattractive and that you might reject me. I feel unworthy of your love. People that I trusted in the past have let me down. I fear that you will abandon me." That's the sort of thing that she talks about. And even in the church, rejection finds its way in the church, men, women, and children. Have you felt like that alone? Do you think that people in the Bible actually felt that they were rejected? Well, the story is absolutely right. For example, the story of Joseph, we read that in Genesis chapter 37, how his brothers were jealous of him and they say, "Look, here comes the dreamer. Here comes the guy who thinks he's better than us. Let's teach him a lesson. Let's get rid of him forever." So that was the story. And then there was Moses. You remember in Exodus chapter 2 when he killed the Egyptian? He was trying to help his fellow Jews, but they rejected him, and one of them said, "Who made you the ruler and judge over us? No one asked for your help. Get going. Are you going to kill us too?" So there were people that actually felt rejected, and I want to take this a bit further tomorrow. Well, Lord, it's easy to see how others should change their ways, but Lord, we need to change. Help us, Lord, to realize that it's us that need to look at ourselves. Do your work today in our lives, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.